ready, how right. Let's all play hide and seek.
Continuing our conversation on a beautiful Arizona Saturday morning. I don't know about you, Farmer Greg, but when I left the Whitman Plantation this morning around 5:30, there might have actually been a slight little chill up my spine. Summer months are soon going to be behind us.
Yeah, well, and we got a lot of rain in August, July and August this year, which was magical, and that greened up everything.
It did, and magical is what the desert looks like after a great rain. And we were talking about chill hours, but there's more to that's above ground. We've got to also pay attention to below ground when we're doing our fruit tree selection.
So there are different rootstocks for different areas. So Seattle, Washington will have a different rootstock on a peach tree than Phoenix, Arizona. So you have to make sure that you have the right rootstocks. And, you know, we all have smartphones, look it up, or just visit us at our program. We do all kinds of education. We'll have our fruit tree launch coming up in a couple of Saturdays with 3 hours of education. And I will do over 30 classes in the next 2 months on these different topics. So, and they're all free. They're all online. So I invite you to check out fruittrees.org and, you know, come and take a free class from me.
And so fruit trees for the last 70, 80, 90, 100 years, they haven't been grown by the seed of the fruit. They are actually grafted. You've got the rootstock, like you're talking about, and then you've got your fruiting plant, and there's people out there by their profession are grafters, and they take this great rootstock and they match it with this great top producer for whatever area of the, you know, you were saying Washington or Arizona.
Yep.
They've got different rootstocks set for those areas, and they put on different varieties to those, and it are not grown by seed.
And the thing to know about that is that if you buy a rootstock that does well in Washington State and plant it here, good luck. So all of our, in our fruit tree program, we cover all this for you. We got you covered.
I was going to say, I guess technically they are grown by seed, but they don't stay in that variety. They end up getting paired with another one for certain zones.
Right. The rootstocks are actually grown from seed.
Yeah.
Yeah. The third thing that you have to know is about ripening times. And I discovered this over the course of the past 15 years. And that is that for the soft flesh fruit, that's your plums, pomegranates, mulberries, grapes, berries, peaches, apples, apricots, they have to be ripe and off the tree by about July 1st. Otherwise, they just cook. Yeah, and I'm going to cover here in a minute the different varieties that are available for those. And then the other question you have to ask yourself is, for a fruit tree, if you plant it, the fruiting viability, you know, is if it gives you two or three fruit, is that worth your time? You know, you can plant some fruit trees out there and literally it'll give you two or three or 10 different pieces of fruit. In my opinion, it's a why bother. I want to plant an apple tree or a peach tree that'll give me 200 or 300 pieces of fruit.
Yeah, the birds will get those 10 before you ever get one.
Right. So the varieties that grow really well here, obviously citrus, one of the five C's in Arizona is citrus. There's two varieties of apples, Anna and Dorset Golden. There's two varieties of apricots, Katie and Gold Kiss. There's 8 or 10 varieties of peaches, Desert Gold, Eva's Pride, Mid Pride, Tropic Snow. Those are a few that come off the top of my head. There's a couple of plums, pomegranates, mulberries, grapes, berries, olives do really well here. And no, they're not illegal to keep here. As well as mulberries are not illegal to keep here. Quince and jujubes, those are all deciduous trees that do really well here.
Well, that's a pretty respectable list.
Yeah. Yeah, you can get, you can get a nice amount of fruit. And there's a bunch of things you can experiment with. And I tell this to people all the time. If you want to experiment, please experiment. Just know that you're experimenting, because when you're experimenting, you're spending money, time, energy, water, fertilizer. And if you get this tree to grow successfully, yay on you. But if you're stepping into this experiment, not knowing you're experimenting and you're doing all that, and after 4 years, you're not getting any fruit and you're significantly disappointed, that's when I tell people, don't experiment. If you just want a fruit tree like a desert gold peach that will give you an obscene amount of peaches in 3 years, if you plant them the way that I tell you, that's what we're going to talk about next segment. If you plant them the way that I tell you, then you will get an extreme amount of fruit.
And it's good to have a couple successful varieties, mm-hmm. a couple trees before you go experimenting, so that when you are if you do get disappointed with your experiment, well, you still have these other great producers already established for you.
Yeah. Just know you're experimenting. Oh. And, you know, again, if you go to fruittrees.org, right on the front page is our catalog. And that catalog shows all the trees that we carry. And guess what? Those are the ones that are extreme producers here. They do really well.
And it makes a lot of sense to grow your own. I mean, why wouldn't you, if you've got you don't even need a big yard. Greg, the urban farm, you have over 100 trees and the lot's a third of an acre?
Yeah, it's actually, I've scaled it down. I have about 65 trees now, 65 fruit trees, and it's 80 feet wide and 160 feet deep. And if you have a small lot, I mean, if you have a, 400 square feet, you can put a couple of fruit trees in there, no problem, and keep them small. We're going to talk about that in segment 4.